శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. సో ఆల్సో ఇన్ దిస్ మిడ్ డే పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద శ్రీ గోవింద లీలామృత ఆర్ ఫౌండ్ ది 8 parrot prayers glorifying Srimati Radharani. May Srimati Radharani grant me the service of her lotus feet. Anointed with kumkum powder, her splendid golden complexion removes the pride of the golden lotus flower. Anointed with saffron, her sweet fragrance chastises the fame of the aroma of lotus flowers. She is fully qualified to fulfill all the desires of Sri Krishna, the son of the king of the cowherd men. May who? Srimati Radharani, grant to me the service of her lotus feet. Her exquisite and amazing colorful garments chastise the splendor of rubies. She is a garden of blossoming flowers where the maddened bumblebee Krishna performs pastimes. She worships the sun god in order to attain the eternal association of Krishna. In this day of this book, Sunday, her mother-in-law, Jatila, wants Radharani to go and worship the sun god, not to attain Krishna, but for the pious welfare of Radharani's husband, Abhimanyu, the son of Jatila. So she sends Radharani to the forest to find a brahmachari to do the worship of the sun, and that brahmachari turns out to be Krishna. And Jatila also comes, but she doesn't recognize that it's Krishna. And there's an amazing pastime where Krishna is engaging with Radharani, and Jatila's right there, and she has no idea that it's Krishna. May Srimati Radharani grant to me the service of her lotus feet. Her charming delicateness surpasses the fame of the blossoming flowers. Her cooling form is worthy of being served by the moon, sandalwood paste, lotus flowers, and camphor. And when she touches Sri Krishna, the master of the gopis, she dispels the burning heat of his desires. Number 4. May grant to me the service of her lotus feet. Although the youthful gopis are worshipped by the entire universe, they worship the goddess of fortune named. She has no peer in the matter of beauty, youthfulness, or any other opulence. And in loving pastimes, no one is equal to her. Number 5. May grant to me of her lotus feet. She is a learned scholar in the transcendental arts, headed by joking and singing in the rasa dance. She is decorated with transcendental love of God, decorated with great beauty, wonderful garments and ornaments, and innumerable transcendental qualities. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 25 of those transcendental qualities are enumerated. Even among the gopis, who are praised by the entire universe, she is the best. Number 6. May grant to me the service of her lotus feet. She possesses the eternal opulences of youthful beauty, eternal pastimes, and eternal love of Krishna. She causes the gopis, who are all in love with Krishna to tremble. And she is always attached to meditating on the ornaments, garments, pastimes, and beautiful form of Sri Krishna. So I was mentioning earlier, the yogis, when they do their meditation, they begin with Om, and they're trying to get to the stage where they envision the Paramatma, the Super Soul. But here, Radharani's meditation is completely different. Her meditation, as it says here, the ornaments, garments, pastimes, and beautiful form of Sri Krishna. Number 7. May, thank you, grant to me the service of her lotus feet. She is decorated with different ecstatic symptoms, blazing ecstasies of pure goodness, known as sattvika bhav, such as trembling, perspiring, standing up of hairs on the body, tears, and choking up of the voice. She is adorned with different ornaments, which are simply ecstatic emotional transformations, such as impatience, joy, and crookedness. She is decorated with beautiful jewels, which delight the eyes of Lord Sri Krishna. And number 8, may grant to me the service of her lotus feet. If she becomes separated from Krishna for half a moment, she becomes struck with suffering, unsteadiness, and a multitude of other ecstatic symptoms of separation. If with great effort she regains the association of Krishna, all her anxieties vanish. So we learn from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that separation from Krishna, vipralamba, is the highest stage of God consciousness. This is fundamental teaching of Lord Chaitanya. That this feeling, what is that prayer? The 7th of the Shikshastakam, who can recite the 7th? Yugaitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishaitam shunyaitam jagatsarvam govinda vidahiname. A moment feels like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like rains. And I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence, O Govinda. So Lord Chaitanya teaches this is the highest stage of spiritual ecstasy, to be constantly feeling, Krishna, where are you? Krishna, I am missing you. Krishna, please save me. Krishna, raksha mam. Krishna, pahi mam. Always crying out. Prabhupada writes and speaks, the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan never saw Krishna, but they were always pining, yearning like that. So that is, and also we remember the story of Narada. After Narayan appeared to him and then disappeared, and he tried again by meditation to see Narayan, but he wouldn't come. And then Narayan spoke. He didn't see, but he spoke. And he said, you're not going to see me again in this lifetime, because I've shown you my form once. Now you are simply going to hanker to see it. And that hankering to see, that will purify you. Parikshit saw Paramatma in the womb, and his whole life he was looking, examining. Are you the one I saw in the womb? So, this is the same concept. Yearning to see Krishna. If you have that, your life is successful. The businessman, he is always feeling separation from his worshipable money. Never enough, always more. And I know such a person in Santiago. I have a person I know. He is pure devotee of money. He has told me many times. And he's always hankering for more. Even though he's a gazillionaire, he still wants more. And I don't know if some of you heard, he told me that when he dies, he wants his ashes not on the Ganga, right? We take our ashes, put them in Ganga. He wants his ashes on a bed of gold. So he is pure bhakta of money. He's always feeling separation. Fortunately, we're not like that. We have some, all of us have some feeling of separation from Krishna. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in this club. This is a very select group. Very select. As recently someone told Krishna Kumar, somebody we know, he said, I don't come to your programs because you're all pure devotees. Right, Krishna Kumar? Remember you told me? No names, don't ask. No. But somebody said, well, I don't come to your programs because you guys are all pure devotees. So, give yourselves a hand. But don't get puffed up. Because as soon as you get puffed up, what happens? You fall down, right? Just ask the gopis, right? Just ask Radharani. Addendum. Srimati Radharani is very dear to Krishna and she is delighted in his association. She is accompanied by many jubilant gopi friends and is very difficult for Parvati and other exalted ladies to attain even a glimpse of her. Srimati Radharani will grant the nectar of her personal service to that person who glorifies her by reading these 8 verses. Aren't you glad you came today? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Alright, our next chanter on the GBC approved list is Madhav Garmalkar. And we're trying to keep the Bhajan's 10 minutes max time so that we can have as many chanters as possible. You may want to revise your list because some people aren't here. I don't see her. Okay. Is she here? All right.